Local sport now, and let's talk about York City. Yes, you've guessed it, the Great Escape is well and truly on for the Minster men as they defeated the National League champions Chesterfield at the LNER on Saturday to go 5 points clear of the relegation places. And it really has been an astonishing turnaround for the team as they've now won 3 games back to back after a very uncertain start by the new manager. And the fans have certainly bought into the change in fortune as over 7,500 packed into the LNER to roar the team on. And after the match, I spoke to the York City manager, Adam Hinchelwood, to get his thoughts.
Adam, you've just beaten the champions. Must feel sweet.
No, it certainly does. And I've got to say, what a side they are, by the way. Some real quality in their ranks, and we see that in full force, especially first half. But they carved this apart for the first goal. It was a brilliant goal, my favourite goal. That 6-yard tap-in, and there's lots to admire from their play. But, yeah, you've got to stand up to that challenge, and I thought we'd done that second half. We come out and we was a bit closer to them and give them a bit less respect, and no, it was really, really pleasing to see. I'm delighted with the 2 goals, and obviously to get the 3 points against such a good side is massive for us.
Showed a lot of character not to be overwhelmed by that initial setback and then to come back into the game, and as you say, in the second half there was no difference between the sides.
Yeah, we had our moments in the game, definitely. Even first half, I thought we got into some good areas and just lacked a bit of quality. Yeah, and also Rory, I thought, made an unbelievable save at 1-0. If that goes 2-0, then we're in for a really tough afternoon. But, you know, full credit to the players. The first time in the last couple of games that we've had a bit of adversity in terms of going behind, they stayed strong, stayed together, and you know, I couldn't be more pleased and proud of what they produce. And to beat such a good side is obviously a great feeling.
It's an astonishing turnaround. What's been the key? Has it been just getting to know the players and vice versa?
Yeah, I think so. I think like when a new manager comes in, that win can breed a bit of confidence, and you certainly feel that. You can feel it in training. There's some good players in there, and I think also Alex Hunt and people like that coming in, and Ryan Fallowfield at centre-back, it allows us to play a little bit more how we want to play in terms of controlling possession, and I think that's been a real catalyst as well. Obviously, Marvin Armstrong's been a big player for us, his energy that he's brought into midfield. So, yeah, it's getting to know the players. It was tough. First 2 weeks, I think we had more games than we had training sessions with the players, and it's hard. You're learning on the spot as such about the players, but, you know, full credit to them. They've really turned up today and produced an excellent display.
And it's wonderful to see Deeper back to his own self. He supplied the first goal, scored the second.
No, he did, yeah, and I'll put that pressure on him probably before the Aldershot game to be our main man and be our talisman, and he stood up to it, fair play to him, and you know, he's playing down the middle a bit more now, which seems to suit him. And I thought he was excellent actually in our first half here against Wilson on the left wing. I thought he caused him some problems, but you know, since he's gone down the middle, he seems to relish that, being the number nine and being the main man, like I say. So yeah, I'm delighted for him, and I just hope he can now finish the season strong.
Amazing crowd reaction as well. That's exactly what we want, isn't it?
No, yeah, definitely. Remember speaking to you guys on Wednesday, and you know, you saying, what do you want from the fans? And they bought it today. They certainly bought it and see us across the line. And, you know, it is a real taste of what this club can be moving forward. And, you know, it fills me with a lot of excitement. And, you know, I want days like this. I want big crowds. I want big games more at this football club. And, loved every minute of it, and like I say, I want to relish that a bit more.
And finally, your destiny now is in your own hands. You're 5 points clear from the relegation spaces. So, in other words, even if they win the game in hand, you'll still be 2 points clear.
No, yeah, it's not time just yet to pop open the champagne and stuff like that. Obviously, we're obviously all delighted with the result, but you know, now we've got to enjoy it, but focus on Monday. You know, we can't pat ourselves on the back too much. We need to really focus. We're not in a position to give up on any minute of any game still, so we'll keep fighting, and if anything, we want to keep on a bit of a run and finish this season strongly.
Do you get together tomorrow, or do you get together on Sunday?
Yeah, we'll probably let the lads have tomorrow off and recover, and then we'll get together Sunday, and we'll prepare for the game Monday. Obviously, you know, tough on the players, but I say we want these big games to come around, and we've got to relish to you know, local sort of derby in terms of geography for the club, and I know there'd be a big following, so we can't take our foot off the gas, and we need to go there and give a good account of ourselves.
Well, savour today. Fantastic result. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thanks.